joining us now on the Ticket Hotline to talk about his team's big win over the Giants on Thanksgiving Day is the Cowboys owner and GM Jerry Jones. Good morning.
Good morning, man. How are y'all doing? Happy belated Thanksgivings to you both.
Yes.
Yeah, same to you.
I love Thanksgiving, you know, when we honor the very, very first Thanksgiving when Jesus came down and put candy and barbecue in our baskets to honor the founding of our country. It was just such a beautiful, beautiful holiday.
Yes. Hmm.
Okay.
And one thing I love, other than non-litigious drunk women who have a granddaddy fetish, is winning at home on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's something, isn't it?
I love it. Now, I will say it's really hard for me to get too excited about a win over a team whose QB a week ago wasn't calling audibles, but I think he was asking people at Walmart if they want cash or credit, or if they want to pay with. But a win is a win, and we'll take it. You know, we've had such a rough year this year, and I know for our fans, Cowboy fans, that they were happy as well. Very happy about this win. George,
yeah, that's two in a row now. It's a little,
two in a row.
It's a winning streak.
Two in a row. Now, that's right, a very long winning streak for us. Very long. Now, nothing's really changed, I know. I know our prospects making the playoffs. Still very remote.
Slam.
Very remote. Slam, just like I like my women's. Slam. I think Jerry Jr. may have a better chance of winning a Nobel Prize in physics than we got him making the playoffs.
Man, that's pretty remote.
Well, hey, you never know. He may discover dark matter, which he discovers in his Huggies every day, every morning when he wakes up. He's got it in there. But what'd you boys think of that halftime show that we put on there that Charlotte hired that girl to go out there and shake her little moneymaker? What'd you think of that?
Yeah, Lainey Wilson. I thought she was fine.
Yeah. I think that Janie Wilson is did a good job.
Lainey.
Uh-huh. And tell you, she looked pretty good out there to me.
Yeah.
I'd love to get her alone in a room, teach her how to bring out her inner gate agent.
Gosh. Stop it with that.
Hey, every woman's got a little gate agent in her.
Hey, well, start thinking more about football and less about gate agents.
And that jelly roll.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What parole system he come out of.
He's a country music superstar.
He just don't look country to me, but that's all right.
Yeah.
And when Jelly Roll started beating his chest when Janie Wilson was singing, you know,
yeah,
I was afraid he's going to knock some of that jelly right out of his backside. He's hitting so hard. I'd really like to see a hot dog eating contest between old Jelly Roll and Mike McCarthy. Those two could put it away for sure, don't you think?
Yeah, imagine. I think Jelly Roll's actually down a few pounds.
Is he?
Yeah.
That's down a few pounds.
Yeah, right. I think so.
Congratulations to him.
Yeah.
Love to see him hit a Poncho's Mexican Buffet, though.
Okay. Come on, Jerry. You performed at your halftime.
Recover. I mean, be like Godzilla on a Japanese village or something. So now we've had performances from a dolly, a pit bull, and now a jelly roll. I'm insane now.
Yeah, how about that?
I don't understand what's happening. And outside of dolly, I just think that I have different tastes than Charlotte Britches. I mean, she decides all them acts come through there on Thanksgiving halftime. And
yeah,
I like simpler, more entertaining acts, I got to be honest. And I think next year, you know, I'm getting a little bit older, so I got to make this happen soon. But next year, I'm going to have my halftime entertainment.
Who's that?
And I think it's going to be ready, because for the past 3 years, I have spent over $500,000 on an animal trainer that's teaching a Brahma bull how to fart the national anthem while wearing an Emmitt Smith jersey.
And that's going to be the halftime show?
Next year. That's what I like. See,
okay.
Don't you think that would that get... Be, all eyeballs be on that. See if he can pull it off. See if he can hit the high notes.
It'd be entertaining, but that's only about 2 minutes. You're going to need some more action.
But there'll be more in that 2 minutes than anything you saw out there with that Lainey Wilson.
All right.
But it will be fun, and we look forward to it. And
well, we
got
we
another.
Do.
We got it. We do, and we are. But I mean, I'm saying it, and I'm smiling. I am, and I'm not being tried, but I am. That we got another game coming up, and we're going to see if we can extend this winning streak to threes in a row.
Whoa, okay, that'd be
now,
something.
If we get threes in a row, I mean, that will be that. You know, because I sold off Jerry Jr.'s soul to the devil a long time ago.
Yes,
but I'm reselling those rights. What is it called when you sell the token of something, the digital certificate?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I resold Jerry Jr. sold to go three in a row here in a losing season.
That seems like a lot just for three games in a row.
Well, it's worth it to me. It's worth it to me. Yeah, the NFT of his soul has just sold to get us three in a row. So we're going to do it, and you guys have a happy Thanksgiving, and I look forward to it. We're going to do the big Christmas celebration. You guys are invited to the Jones family Christmas.
Oh, that's great.
We've never been invited to that before.
No,
okay.
This is the first time. And I promised Jean a long time ago that I'd invite y'all. She listens to y'all show every morning.
Oh, that's great.
And she said that this has got to be the year that we invite him because, Jerry, I don't think you're going to live much longer.
Oh, gosh.
And I said, honey, I don't know why you think that. I have nothing but the best doctors. And she said, yeah, but I have the best gun, and I'm going to take you out if you do one more thing wrong.
Oh, jeez.
So we'll see how it happens.
That's pretty Arkansas right there.
Very Arkansas. Good morning to you.
Morning. There goes Jarrah.